After months of speculation, New Zealand's Duco Events have joined forces with Joseph Parker's promoters, Matchroom and Junior Fire's promoter, Dibela Entertainment, to finally make possible Joseph Parker versus Junior Fire fight, a globally televised heavyweight boxing event live from Spoker. Sorry, brother.
No worries.
Yeah, we didn't have a pot on it. We're going to see you going with
Harry, right?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Here we go. And you let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, ready, ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
After months of speculation, New Zealand's Duco Events have joined forces with Joseph Parker's promoters, Matchroom, and Junior Fire's promoter, Dibela Entertainment, to finally make possible Joseph Parker versus Junior Fire fight, a globally televised heavyweight boxing event live from Spark Arena, Auckland, on December 11th. The biggest fight in New Zealand boxing history, Stonewood Holmes Parker versus Fire, will see former world heavyweight champion Joseph Parker take on current WBO Oriental interim heavyweight title holder and unbeaten countryman Junior Fire. Parker is ranked 3rd in the WBO rankings and Fire is ranked 6th. Both South Auckland fighters are aiming for a shot at the WBO world title, and the winner of this is highly anticipated belt will put them on a trajectory for a world heavyweight title shot. The matchup will be a mouth-watering prospect for Kiwi boxing fans and for all sports fans. We're joined now by former WBO heavyweight champion Lubesuliai Laulia Lemalietoa Joseph Parker, whose record currently stands at 29 bouts with 27 wins, 21 by way of knockout and 2 losses. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Awesome. Hey, tell us quickly, how's the camp going at the moment?
The camp officially started yesterday. So, and we have just under 8 weeks of camp, of training. Mm-hmm. It'll be 3 times a day, or 2 times a day, 6 days a week. And so I had a great start yesterday and a great start this morning. You know, TRX for an hour, had my healthy porridge with strawberries. I'm in a great mood.
A very, very good mood by the sound of it all. Your last fight was in February earlier this year, where you had a TKO win over Shondell Terrell Winters in San Francisco. How do you keep yourself in shape?
Yeah, a lot of people say, you have to have an event lined up to keep in shape, but I've sort of treated it as a lifestyle. You know, I'm guilty in the past where I haven't really trained here at home and I've enjoyed myself and ate all the food there is, you know, pies, burgers, chips, you name it, palusami. But I've sort of made a lifestyle now. So I train every day and I love to keep in shape. And then when the fight, the fight has arrived now, I'm in shape and I'm ready to go.
Obviously, we are not buying pies from the same place because the amount of eating you've been saying you've been having and looking like that, boy, we better exchange address. Now, what have you been up to in 2020 with the COVID-19 being the unprecedented bread of the world?
Yeah, I had the fight in the beginning of the year, February, as you mentioned, and the goal was to fight 2 or 3 times again this year. Unfortunately, everyone's plans are on hold or got changed because of the COVID-19. So I've been keeping myself busy at home with training, obviously, doing videos with my family during lockdown and just having a great time, you know, enjoying life.
May I say that we are actually quite big fans of your videos. my son is asking me, Daddy, is it more than just one Joseph Parker? How is it that he pops up 55 different human beings in one video? What's been your plan so far once the fight was confirmed in your mind of how to go towards and conquer December 11th?
Yeah, the plan now is that obviously we have under 8 weeks. So I said the training will started yesterday, 2 times a day, 6 days a week. And I will, you know, in the middle there'll be physios, massage, there's a recovery session. So I've got a really good structure and plan to lead into the fight for December 11th. I feel like once we get there, I should be in peak condition, you know, to go to fight, whether it's 1 round or 12 rounds, you know, I'll be ready.
Obviously, one of the things that we're seeing, a lot of the speculators who probably 95% of them never been in a ring, they're starting to write about the reach the height of Junior Fire. What do you say about that?
Of course, he's got height and he's got reach. And the great thing is that there's a lot of interest in this fight. Everyone can speculate and everyone has an opinion. And it just comes down to, you know, seeing who's going to be able to execute their plan on fight day. You know, we can train and as hard as we can and say whatever we want to say, but when it comes to fight time, that's when we're going to realize and see who's the best.
Mm. Obviously, you know, most people are, again, the same 95%. They're writing about Junior Five being the underdog and nothing to lose. For you, the expectation to be able to maintain your record and to be on top of this, because people are always going back to when you guys were both amateurs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, they fought four times. They both have two each. This must be like the battle to end the bragging rights for life. And I always say to them, you know, if you measure me towards what I was like at junior school, I couldn't even beat a gummy bear.
That's a very good comparison.
How do you take all of this in?
Like I said, everyone's, it's good that there's a lot of interest in this fight, and a lot of people questioning whether I can beat him, a lot of people questioning whether he can beat me, so that just makes everyone sort of tuned in to see this fight happen. And I know that everyone's going to have an opinion, and everyone says that there's a risk and there's an expectation, but the way I see it is that if I train hard leading into the fight and I do everything right, I'm going to go into the fight with the mindset that whatever happens, happens. You know, as long as you've done everything right leading into the fight.
You are Samoan heritage and junior fighters of Tongan. We are looking at this as, you know, sons of South Auckland finally coming together in this big arena. But, of course, the media in Aotearoa and whoever it is that needs to sell as many tickets are going to look at it as the battle of the two islands.
Yeah.
What's your whole take on it all when it comes to that? What does it mean for the South Auckland community to see two of its sons compete in a world stage as such?
It's great that there is the Tongan factor that he's the Tongan background, I'm Samoan, but it's not about that. It's about two South Aucklanders born in New Zealand, both... you know, love our cultures, but we're both born in the same place, and we're just coming together to bring the whole Polynesian community together to see, you know, two guys that live not far from each other, both ranked in the top 10 in the world, just come and put on a great show. So there's no sort of split between cultures. It's just coming together as one.
It's 2020. What's your final message to our community tuning in?
My final message would be tune in for a great fight. Training camp has started fantastically well. I am in great shape, and I'm looking forward to putting on a great show end of the year, and then we can all celebrate with Christmas, you know, not far off.
Fantastic. Joseph Parker, thank you very much for your time this morning, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.